Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome aboard, everybody, on a lovely Wednesday. And Andy and I are getting ready right after the podcast, heading over to get a plane to go to Arizona. Saturday night, 8 o'clock, I'll be broadcasting the American League only labor draft. Sunday, I'll be participating in it at 8 o'clock in the National League, and looking forward to it. I'm pretty much sticking with the team that I drafted on the air right here with you guys the other day, so we'll see what happens. Okay, a lot to talk about as we got box scores. That's right, we've got the box scores, and we're ready to go with the box scores, so we'll do that in just a few minutes, and we'll talk about the bring back a segment that I did years ago, and by popular demand, we'll call it the Team in Turmoil segment, okay? And that, for you scoring at home, if you take the initials just to make it a little shorter, we'll call it the TIT segment, Team in Turmoil. To bring you abreast of all the activities on the team that's having some trouble. Okay, anyway, let's just throw this Aroldis Chapman thing out the window. And everybody's talking about the whole thing. You know, he got 30 days, big deal. You know what that means? It means the Yankees save $1.7 million. That's right. So they didn't get the extra year. He still can be a free agent, but the Yankees save $1.7 million. That's not bad, all right? And, you know, especially since Chapman, there was really no testimony other than his own saying that he shot a gun. And that's enough for MLB. They did a good job there. They had no witnesses. The girl did not say anything, didn't help. The police didn't help. Nothing helped. So, anyway, he did admit to six shots in the garage. The garage was attached to his house, so it was like shooting in his own house. But still, we all know what the deal was. And but here's the ramifications. If he got 30 days with no testimony from another person, from no witnesses, from no videotape, like happened with Ray Rice, anybody who drafted Jose Reyes had to be out of their mind. And we've been warning them for a long time. You can't. Reyes could miss the whole year. I mean, Jose Reyes could absolutely miss the entire year. So there's no question about that. And we take a look and we see 917. Okay, now 917, you know, that may seem to be a very popular area code, but it's really not. It's actually the number that they put on people's backs when they put them in, you know, in solitary confinement. So all I know is 917. If you're holding on to come on the air, I'm not going to be able to do it. But hopefully you're just listening just to give me some support. Anyway, so it's the guys who drafted Reyes. That's it. The Yankees don't need him. The Yankees were 66-3 after the seventh inning last year on games that they were ahead. So I think their closer situation is pretty well taken care of. Okay, so I'm not worried about the Yankees at all. Not at all worried about the Yankees. All right, here's a name that I want you to etch in your kitchen table. And I've talked to him before. I've talked about this guy before. Nobody knows who he is. Nobody. Yeah, if you know who he is, let me know. Perhaps if you're in a dynasty league, you might know who he is. He's a first baseman on Houston, and he's not J.R. Reed. His name is Tyler White, okay? A.J. Reed. J.R. Reed was a basketball player. Tyler White was the MVP in the Dominican League, where he hit seven home runs and batted close to 300. And I got to tell you, well, everybody's clamoring over John Singleton. I don't know how much clamor there is. It's only Franz Clamor. Anybody who knows who Franz Clamor is or was, put it in the chat room. And so just keep an eye on this guy. Tyler White could be a very sneaky play. And there's a lot that has to go right with this guy. Nobody else will talk about him, but Tyler White, MVP in the Dominican League, 700. The guy could be pretty good. They're raving about him. Absolute raves. Now, in Texas, you know, everybody talked about the Ian Desmond signing and what it means. And but take a look at the batting order. The batting order is very important to watch for the Texas Rangers, and I'll tell you why. The batting order for Texas, okay. But I'll tell you why. By the way, to Keith Robinson, who's trying to get in as guest 44, 45, 48, 49, and 50, you have to actually log in with Blog Talk Radio, fill out a little information. I don't know what they call it, register, whatever. You got to get your name in there that way, and then your name is in there. So Keith Robinson, dear friend from Cleveland, that's what you got to do. So anyway, you know, because here's what they got. They got Delino DeShields. They got Rougned Odor, who they want to bat up in the lineup. They got Ian Desmond, and they got Elvis Andrus. Now, there's talk about Elvis Andrus moving down in the order. And there's talk about DeShields first, and either Odor second or Desmond second. So it's pretty interesting. If you've got Elvis Andrus, and I know it's the American League, so it's not terrible, but, you know, I do have a little consideration, concern for Andrus batting at the bottom of the order, okay? So keep in mind, that's what we want. That's what we want to see. And the Pirates also, take a look at the Pirates. Now, the Pirates, I got to tell you something. This Pirate team is starting to scare me. I mean, we're talking about the team in turmoil. It's not going to be the Pirates this time, but it might be the Pirates next time. And I got to, you know, everybody's raving about the Chicago Cubs and about the Pittsburgh Pirates and the St. Louis Cardinals, how it's going to be a tremendous, tremendous Central Division. But let's take a look at the Pirates for a second. Josh Harrison led off the other day, led off in the first. So he'll be the leadoff guy. Who's going to bat second in this lineup? Starling Marte? Who's going to bat third? Andrew McCutchen? And who's going to bat fourth? Could it be Gregory Polanco striking out too much? I don't think so. Who's Cervelli hit a home run yesterday, got a great on-base percentage. John Jaso, Michael Morse batted fourth. Yes, he's the logical guy. But come on, Michael, you got to hit, man. So I'm taking a look at this Pittsburgh team, and I got to tell you, I am not in love with this Pirate team. I think this is going to be, and this is not even the team in turmoil. I haven't even recognized that until just, this is bad. I think the Pirates are just really overrated. I mean, you know, Liriano, who very rarely has a good April, Nice, Locke, Vogel, what the heck? I'm looking at this Pirate team, and it's pretty bad. All right? And it's interesting because my team in turmoil, which we'll get to in just a bit, is also from the Central Division. Okay, so it's wow, that's pretty interesting. You know, it never goes, nothing ever goes like the script. It just doesn't go that way. And I think there's going to be more to be said in that Central Division. Okay, let's take a look at the box scores. And yeah, there's a couple of interesting things in the box scores. Baltimore played Atlanta. We see Kim batted fifth in that order. That's not a big deal, okay? Christian Walker had three RBIs. Now, I kind of think it could be Christian Walker time. And I really believe that if Christian Walker plays his cards, they've really got to move Trumbo to the DH spot. So let's watch Christian Walker. He had a good game yesterday, three RBIs, one for two. And it's game, you know, so I'm just saying that Christian Walker could wind up this team. And Ryan Flaherty hit a home run. And I talked about this the other day. You know, J.J. Hardy was not the same player that he was a couple of years ago. Just not the same player. Flaherty hit a home run. He can pop him. He's a double-figure home run guy. So Flaherty hits a home run. Christian Walker looks good. And the Kim's not going to bat fifth, so it doesn't matter, okay? So that's what happened there. As far as Atlanta's concerned, we talked about the fact that Jace Peterson is going to be moved down to the ninth spot in the batting order, and that's exactly what happened. That's why I said I don't really I'm not high on Jace Peterson this year, batting ninth in the National League. It looked like NCRD was first. That's what we predicted. Batting second was Ibar. That's what we predicted as well. So you got to be a little down on Jace Peterson. That's Adonis Garcia hits fifth yesterday, went one for two. Oliveras batted seventh. And you know, I'm beginning to really wonder how they paid. What was the excitement about this 31-year-old rookie who they got him down seventh? I'm telling you, somebody made a huge mistake with Hector Olivares. He is not even close to what we hope for. We welcome Donkey Teeth and Greg and Jet 9 and Nakahoma and Mark and Matt and Michael and David and Gripweed. Nice to have you all aboard. So that's what that cha-cha is hanging on, okay? So that's what we got. Here's another name to etch in your kitchen table. Now, I know Aroldis Vizcaíno's the guy. I know they got Jimmy Johnson. I know they got Jason Grilli. But Mauricio Cabrera, that's the name. This guy threw 102 miles an hour yesterday, but with no effort. It was like he was tossing the ball. I mean, he's crazy. I'm not familiar with this kid. He doesn't have the name recognition. But I'll tell you something. Yeah, Alan Hansen could be in the mix if he has a nice spring. You're absolutely right, Donkey Teeth. So Mauricio Cabrera, a name to be reckoned with. Detroit played Pittsburgh yesterday. Michael Morse batted fourth. Did strike out twice. Cervelli hit the home run. We talked about that. But the big story in Detroit, there was some discrepancy on where Justin Upton would bat. And sure enough, batting second in the batting order. And you take a look at Upton, if you haven't realized, he's got a tremendous on-base percentage. So Justin Upton batting second in the batting order for Detroit. I'm not even going to talk about the pitchers because it just makes no sense. Yeah. Hansen's going to be a star under the radar. Good call, but that's what David says. So we got David and Donkey Teeth agreeing that, this is pretty good. You know, you guys, by the way, and I'm going to put down Alan Hansen. I don't know if I had him on my sheet, but if there's anybody else, well, David gave me Sean Kelly yesterday to consider, and that was pretty good. So, and somebody on this kid Black, the 100 mile an hour thrower for the Giants. So if you got anybody that you have a feeling on, help me out here, okay? National League only, send it over, LennyMelnick@gmail.com, and we'll put them on our list, and, you know, we'll see what happens. We have a three-man or six-man reserve, so that's pretty good. Toronto and Philadelphia. Now, Dalton Pompey batted first for Toronto, went 0-for-2 and two strikeouts. I have a feeling that Dalton Pompey is going to get sent down for further seasoning unless he tears up the spring training. And there are two players. Of course, Michael Saunders could wind up playing left field. The trade that didn't happen was not because Saunders was banged up. And Keith finally got in the chat room. Nice going, Keith. Anyway, so I'm looking for Pompey to get sent down. But keep in mind, Toronto recently signed Junior Lake. Remember Junior Lake from the Cubs? Nice offensive player, but just hasn't put it all together. And the next guy is Dominic Brown. That's right. They signed Dominic Brown. Hit 27 home runs the other year, a couple of years ago, and pretty good. By the way, Gripweed is asking if anyone targeting Christian Yelich this year. All right, I will urge you to go to the website, and on the front page, you scroll down, and you'll hear an interview. Craig Mish interviewed Christian Yelich. After you hear this interview, you may not want Christian Yelich, okay? Because he's not, even he's saying, it's not about home runs for him. So you may not be able to get the 2015 home runs that you're expecting at Yelich. Listen to the interview. It's really, Craig does a terrific job. And also, we have a poll up. You know, Andy put up this thing. It's great. We're going to have a lot of fun with it. Put it up. Who's the candidate for a sophomore slump? Francisco Lindor, Miguel Sano, or Chris Bryant? Now, you know how I feel about it, but let's see how you feel about it. Put the votes up. We just put it up last night. We've got a reasonably nice response for those who were listening. So head on over there. All you got to do is just vote. Click on the player's name. That's it. Not a big deal. Okay? Now, Philadelphia, Odubel Herrera batted second. He didn't get any hit. You know, I don't care. 0-for-3, 0-for-12, 0-for-5. Doesn't matter. But he batted second. Now, Cesar Hernandez batted seventh. I don't know if I like that, but I'm not that surprised. I don't know. I'm not too sure. I'm looking for Hernandez. He still may steal some bases down there, but he's not going to give you, it's not like the American League. He's not going to give you any runs or nothing. So Cesar Hernandez batted seventh. And Aaron Altherr, although he went 0-for-2 with a strikeout, he batted fifth. And this guy's a big kid. This guy is a big 6'5 kid, you know, who hit home runs, stole bases. Really keep an eye out on Aaron Altherr. And he's one of my guys, I think, I'm going to be looking at in labor. So Aaron Altherr is one of those guys. Cincinnati played Cleveland. Eugenio Suarez got a couple of hits yesterday. And Brandon Phillips batted fourth. And I think that's where this is unbelievable. As soon as I talk about Cincinnati, Brad Perone shows up. This is the second time this week that Brad stayed idle. And then as soon as we talked about Cincinnati, Brandon Phillips, Brad shows up in the chat room. I'm talking about Brad is really Homer Bailey. Emphasis on the Homer, okay? By the way, I interviewed Homer Bailey and told him to change his name to Strikeout Bailey, all right? Why would a pitcher have a name Homer? All right? That's kind of stupid, isn't it? Change his name, Strikeout Bailey. Why Homer Bailey? Or no Homer Bailey. Something like that's bad. Homer's got to wake up. His parents really, really screwed him. On the Cleveland, and by the way, this kid Schebler made a great catch if you haven't seen it. I hit a home run. He's the kid that got in the Frazier deal. And Carlos Santana, you read all the talk about Carlos Santana. Oh, he's going to bat a leadoff for the Cleveland Indians, Carlos Santana, because he's got great on-base percentage. Well, you know what? Batted fifth, I believe, yesterday, and hit a home run. So much for batting first. Rysha Davis batted first. Chisenhall batted third. I like Chisenhall this year. And here's a player that you got to watch out for, Tyler Naquin. N-A-Q-U-I-N. Naquin, I think that's his name. And they are really talking him up in Cleveland. And, of course, you know, with the Michael Brantley situation, that's not very good. Tyler Naquin is a candidate, and I wouldn't be surprised if he makes the team. I wouldn't be surprised if he becomes a decent player. So keep an eye on him. So even though there were five games yesterday, actually four, the other two games were against college teams. I have a hard time. I have a very hard time with major league teams putting good players in against college pitchers. I mean, you just never know. You know, they try to go inside. They're trying to make an impression. They go inside. You miss by a couple inches. Bingo. There you go. Somebody could break a wrist, a finger. I don't know. I don't really care for the college thing. It happened in football, too. When they used to have the college all-stars playing against the National Football League champions, and they played so hard, and they were so undisciplined that the National Football League team stopped that game, and it was a great game because they were playing too hard, and they just didn't have the what it took to understand how to play the game yet. So, interesting. All right, Brad Obrist is in the room. Michael, we got a nice little crowd in here. So, thank you for showing up. Here's the most exciting thing about yesterday. Mikel Franco hit a ball during batting practice that went over the wall and broke Freddie Galvis's car window. So that's this is so exciting. We know about Carl Schwarber breaking a car window, and now we know about Miguel Franco breaking a car window. I remember the first time I went to Fenway Park, I got there a little late for the game, and I'm driving around looking for a spot to park in, and lo and behold, I'm saying, are you kidding me? In New York, it cost me a fortune. Here's a parking spot. So I park my car, and I'm saying, I'm like one block away from Fenway Park. It's unfreaking believable. So I pull into the spot. I look around. There's nothing that says no parking, nothing that says tollway zone. It's legal parking. And I park my car. And I'm looking around, and everybody's looking at me, but nobody's saying anything because here I am at Fenway Park with New York license plates, and I'm there, and it's a legal spot. And I'm going, whoa, holy, we are lucky tonight. So we go in, and we're catching some batting practice, and Albert Bell is up from the when he was on the Cleveland Indians. And what does he do? He's hitting balls. I mean, over the wall, the Green Monster. And then I realized that's where my car is parked. That's why nobody else parked there. Because Albert Bell was hitting the balls, and all I'm saying is, oh, please, anything but the front windshield. I don't care about a dent on the side of the car, on the top of the car. I can live with that, but not the front windshield, please. Not the front windshield, and he didn't hit it. But I'll tell you something. As I'm walking away, I could sense people from Boston, and welcome to Jason the Natural. I could sense people from Boston laughing at me. It was crazy. Anyway, that's my experience. So sorry to hear about that, Freddie Galvis. Okay, we'll be in Arizona. Now, tomorrow there will not be a podcast. I mean, we get into Arizona about 11, 12 o'clock at night by the time we get settled, and it's a three-hour difference. So we'll hold off. I mean, I could, I don't know. Maybe I'll show up. So I'll look for my Facebook page tomorrow morning, but certainly Friday we'll continue from where we left off. I think I figured out, if you remember, I know the sound from the hotel wasn't that good, but we have remedied that problem, we hope, and we'll see. Okay, my team in turmoil. Now it's ready for I should have music, should have like porno music for this or something like that. Team in turmoil. It is the TIT segment that will bring you, keep you abreast of every team in turmoil. It's the TIT segment. So today's TIT, and it's a big one. It's a big one. And I'm going to tell you, it's really something. And that's because it's the St. Louis Cardinals. Now, I do think that we are all in denial about the St. Louis Cardinals. It was last year saying this is the team. This is the organization that everybody wants to be, every team. Cardinals are the best organization. Even Brandon Phillips, when I interviewed him 2 years ago, admitted, hey, the Cardinals are the best organization in baseball. And they are. And they're bringing up players. There's no question about it. They're bringing up the players. So they're doing everything right. But I have, Matt Oberst says, my other options are hand. Yeah, they're talking about Brandon Bell. Is anybody paying attention to the pot? No. You see, this is the greatest thing. We've got Brandon, Donkey, and Greg, and two guests, and Jet, and Knock, and Mark, and Matt, and Michael, and Keith, and Natural, and David, and probably more. But here's the thing. If I wasn't saying anything, there may even be more people in the chat room. So, you know what? You guys are great. You guys are tremendous, and the biggest kick I get is making this thing happen. Nowhere else, I'll tell you what, nowhere else on Blog Talk Radio at 9 a.m. in the morning do they fill a chat room like we do, okay? And it's great that you guys show up every morning. Thank you, man. Brad Peron can't figure out the NFBC. You know, he's got a good team, but he can't spell it, NFBC. He's having a hard time with it. All right, so anyway, that's how it goes. All right, here's why I'm saying that the Cardinals are the team in turmoil. First of all, you realize that last year the St. Louis Cardinals finished 11th in home runs. They finished 11th in RBIs in Major League Baseball. They finished 11th. I know, Brad, you can't even spell laughing out loud. All right? I'm just kidding. Brad's a character. The two Cincinnati kids, I have to deal with both of them. And I love them both. So great. Nice going. 11 runs. So, I mean, the Cardinal offense disappeared. Last year, the Cardinals, the top home run hitters, were Greitschek and Peralta. Who would have thought that? Of course, it was actually Carpenter had the most home runs with 28. Greitschek and Peralta was second. It was crazy, man. It was absolutely crazy. RBIs, Peralta was second with 71. There was nothing going. Wong had and McCray had 60. You know, it was bad. Just very bad. Bad offense here. And then the season starts, and they lose Jason Hayward, all right? They lose Lance Lynn, and they lose John Lackey. Now, are we forgetting you can't lose, you just can't lose players like that and expect to be competitive. Now, they got Wainwright coming back. They got Matt Holliday, may play some first base. Greichick and Piscotty. So they have made some additions, but I'm saying to you this. Under the heading, now we get to the fantasy baseball part. You see, you don't have to be a fantasy player to listen to this podcast. If you have opinions about teams and players, that's what we talk about. And you can relate the information to whatever fantasy that you want to play. So here's what it is. Now, I'm still going with Greichick to hit me 25 home runs. I'm willing to pay, as I said the other day, in the mid-20s for Greichick. Also, I'd love to get Colton Wong because of the stolen bases. But I'm a little nervous. And also, Molina is hurt. Boy, this team is really, really in turmoil, and I think they're going to suffer. And, of course, the rotation, I don't know. Don't have a lot of confidence in Jaime Garcia. I've got confidence in Adam Wainwright. I've got confidence in Michael Wacha and Carlos Martinez. So that, I don't have confidence in Mike Leake. I mean, he's a nice pitcher, but let's face it. Mike Leake ain't never done anything great. He's vanilla. He is vanilla. I'll compare Mike Leake. All right, who do you compare? Let's do a comp. Who do you compare Mike Leake to? Now, if you remember, there was a pitcher in Major League Baseball that I used to call Mr. Vanilla. Let's see how long anybody who's been listening to me, anybody remembers it. I used to call him Mr. Vanilla. He pitched for the Red Sox, then he pitched in the National League, had a pretty lengthy career. So I'm not thrilled with this Cardinal team at all. And then they got Sung Won Ho. Now, David, you yesterday recommended Sean Kelly and Black from the Giant. I forget Black's first name. Any interest in Sung Won Ho? I mean, this guy's supposed to be tremendous. So, maybe I'll put him on the list, too. So I'm really afraid of the Cardinals. And as the team goes, so goes the player. I'm not too sure about taking Cardinal players, especially Greichick. Just not, that comfortable about taking Randall Greichick. So you got to be a little concerned about the Cardinals here, as the season. And after I mentioned the Pirates being bad, this is going to get a little scary. It's going to get scary if the Cubs really play up to their potential. I mean, they could be anointed the world champions by July. Okay, if the Pirates aren't as good as we expect, if the Cardinals aren't as good as we expect, and if the Cubs are as good as we expect, holy mackerel, this is going to be a really very interesting to see what happens here. Now, yesterday, I spoke to Donkey Teeth, and we talked about, it came down to Sonny Gray or Gerrit Cole. And I talked to Donkey Teeth about my preference for Gerrit Cole, and he just didn't believe me, all right? But here's the problem, is that you guys, you come here, I know for a fact that you've all played fantasy baseball for more than just a cup of coffee, all right? And I respect your knowledge as well as anybody's. You see, it's my job to spend time digging, to give out information so that you can make an opinion, okay? Unlike football, that will use the experts' rankings, then ask the expert, who do I put in? And that's who they put. I mean, it's stupid. There are 48 experts playing in Major League in football. That's it. Not millions, 48 people. All right? So I gave Donkey Teeth a recommendation and told him, your thoughts may be as good as mine. I'm going with Cole only because the National League is so weak. The American League is so strong. And even if they're equal, I think it's going to be a big difference. Anyway, that's the story here. No podcast tomorrow. And Friday morning, bright and early, I'll have some big-time stuff for you. So thanks for joining me, everybody.